Hello, everyone. Welcome to 92.1 KMZA, our MSC Sports Radio Network coaches shows, here with head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Nick Anderson. This Frankfort Wildcats locker room chat is brought to you by Wankel Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Well, Frankfort Wildcats getting themselves back to 500 this season, 3-3 overall, 1-2 here in the Twin Valley League, 1-1 in the district, back-to-back wins here, back-to-back weeks, 44-36 over Thunder Ridge, and then just last Friday, 52-6 over Blue Valley Randolph. The Rams coach, what can you tell me about last Friday's victory?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of cleaning some areas up that we've struggled with. We were able to take care of the football, and I don't think we had a penalty that game. And those are two areas that had been hurting us in the past. And we were able to get off to a good start early, and kids played with a lot of confidence.
Real quick, here, keying on your offense performance, Wes Anderson, he had 5 rushes for 43 yards in the air, 11 completions for 15 total passing attempts, 140 yards and a touchdown. Can't forget about Henry Ketter, though. He also had a great night on the ground. 2 touchdowns, 77 yards, 7 touches, led your team with rushing yards and, of course, carries. What can you tell me about the offense performance last week?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job being balanced. We were able to run the ball when we needed to, and then we were able to finally hit a big play in the passing game. And you kind of mentioned Henry. Henry had a great game, but also had a pick six, and that was all based on, you know, his scout and doing his homework and kind of anticipating a route. So very happy for Henry's performance.
Yeah, you just alluded to that really great defensive play there by Henry Ketter, the pick six on defense. Defense came away with 2 fumbles, interception. Again, what can you tell me there about that defense that also had Blue Valley go 0 for 6 on third downs and 0 for 4 on fourth downs?
Well, we've moved some guys around the last couple weeks and trying to figure out what our best 8 is. And I think guys are getting more comfortable in their new spots. And moving Fred Rosequist to linebacker, it's really given us versatility and a little bit more speed at the linebacker position. And the more and more those guys get comfortable, the more productive our defense will be.
So that's one of your more explosive games here this season since that Week 3 victory, the first win of you for you on the season. It was 46-0 over Solomon. What was some of the key notes there in that game against Blue Valley last week to lead to some of that big success in that district victory?
Well, like I said, we just played a clean football game, and we played a lot of confidence. And, we've kind of had lulls and games. We kind of had one against Blue Valley, but we did a really good job of getting out of it quickly. And so that was probably the most consistent we played all year.
Frankfort Wildcats again now 3-3 on the season, 1-1 in the district, and 1-2 in the Twin Valley League. Here they take on a non-league but district opponent against Wakefield here at home this Friday. We'll talk more about it in segment number 2 coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody, to segment number 2 here on Coach's Shows, 92.1 KMZ. I'm Krennan Prophet alongside head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats. It's Nick Anderson. This Frankfort Wildcats locker room chat is brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Frankfort Wildcats off to the 3-3 start on this season, 1-2 in the league, 1-1 district, a major district matchup here this Friday against Wakefield. It'll be the final home game of the season here for the Frankfort Wildcats. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup here this Friday?
Wakefield's a team that is kind of struggled throughout the year. They've dealt with a lot of injuries, but they're getting some of those pieces back, and they got one of the better athletes that we'll see all year in the Smith kid. He's big, strong, and can really run. So they will, trying to handle him will be a concern of ours. And, you know, with it being senior night, it'll be interesting for me how I handle it with having a senior son on the team, and dealing with those emotions could be interesting.
Yeah, and Wakefield, they just bumped into one of the top teams here in 8-man Division 2 against Hanover last Friday, about 53-6. In that game, they only had 60 total rushing yards and only averaging 2.7 yards a carry. Their offense produced only 2 total first downs. How's your defense going to be able to produce a similar feel here this Friday and be able to get out early here against the Bombers?
You know, we just got to make it one-dimensional. You know, we got to limit their run game, and we feel comfortable if they have to throw it around a little bit. We feel good about that. So get them in long, down and distance situations and get our defense off the field as quickly as we can.
We mentioned this is a huge district matchup here against Wakefield. Kind of feels like a must-win district matchup. What's that atmosphere going to be like here for you and your team here this Friday, as you allude to also being senior night?
Oh, it should be great. We always have a great crowd, and the atmosphere at Frankfort's always good. You know, being our last potential home game and that sort of thing, there's going to be a lot of emotions. And so I'm hoping that guys come out and play excited and play fast and take care of business.
Well, since 2000, Frankfurt here 3-2 against Wakefield, including last season's victory, 60-0. Coach, what are some final keys for this matchup? And then also at the same time, what do you kind of see from this team, kind of going back to last season, kind of similar there?
Oh, we have to, we got to understand that we can't look at their record and we can't look forward to Axel next week. We got to take care of business this week. That's going to be key, is keeping our mind and focus where it needs to be. As far as Wakefield goes, they lost a lot of seniors a year ago, and they play a lot of young kids, but they probably will have a size advantage. So we're definitely going to have to bring the physicality.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
That was Frankfurt Wildcats head coach Nick Anderson. Again, the Wildcats 3-3 here on the season, 1-2 in the Twin Valley League, and 1-1 in the district here. A must-win district matchup here this Friday at home. It's the last home game of the season for the Frankfurt Wildcats, as next week they will go on the road and take on the Axel Eagles. So again, final home game of the year here for Frankfurt. A must-win matchup against a non-league but district opponent against the Wakefield Bombers this Friday.